need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, I want to welcome you to another edition of the Dr. Susan Block Show on Radio Susie One. Broadcasting live from the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And I'm here tonight with Brother Max.
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, my darling butler, my brother, my husband, Max. And Brother Brandilio is manning...
Second engineer on the ship of Fools.
Of Fools, right?
True
the
story.
Mogulus, manning Mogulus. And we have Skip wandering around. Hello, Skip. He's on the event staff. So his t-shirt says... And Mar is kind of doing a little videography here. And Sister Felicia is taking your calls.
Fuck it.
We talk about sex, love, life, and death here on the Dr. Susan Block Show every Saturday night. And if you want to talk to us, our number is 1-866-289-7068 anywhere in North America. Anywhere else in the world, it's 213-749-1330. And you can give us a call if you want to talk to us, ask a question, tell a story, share a fantasy. We've got some guests coming a little later tonight, or so we've heard. That's the rumor. We were at Erotica LA last night, and all the porn stars says they're coming over, but I'm not sure which ones or whether they'll actually get here. But they're supposed to come, and other people are supposed to come, and come and come again. But in the meantime, it's you and me. So, snuggle up to your computer. I've got my hot little pink Acer here. And you can listen. You can also watch. If you're already hearing my voice, you must be listening. So, you know, but maybe you're hearing me on the blog, blogamy.com. So, you can always listen at drsuzyb.com/5. And you can always watch at drsusanblock.com/webcam. So, there you are. And, well, we just got back, Brother Max and me, from the desert, where we were staying at Sea Mountain Lodge, Sea Mountain Inn.
Resort.
Sea Mountain Resort. It's
yes.
Called all of those things.
They have the sphincters out.
They do. But, you know, it's really kind of a spa.
It is.
And we went in the middle of the week.
when there weren't very many people.
Right.
We went because it was my birthday, and, you know, I often have a party for my birthday, but this year it fell on a Wednesday, so we just decided to get away from it all, including all of our clothes. And...
because it's a naked one.
We
naked,
went to a nudist resort.
Nudist resort.
Sea Mountain Resort, even though it's nowhere near the sea. And it's nestled at the foot of the Santa Rosa foothills, but it's not really in the mountains. But it's a little hedonistic paradise. And it's in a residential area of desert hot springs.
That's right.
It's really kind of amazing. We're not going to give you the address on Terra Firma. Because that's a members-only secret. But the URL is nudespa.com. You can spell that. And we got there. How did we get there? Well, we didn't want to drive.
No, we didn't want to drive.
And we didn't want to take a train because they only have trains going 3 days a week. And a plane, I mean, it takes as long to drive to the airport.
At the airport and then back to the airport.
You know, I mean, and then if everything.
If you tell a bad joke at the airport, then you go to federal custody.
Exactly.
So then you spend...
We decided to take 20 years in prison. A bus.
Yes.
And our West Side friends just cringed.
How could you take a bus?
Well, we did.
And it was fabulous.
It was awesome.
It was great.
We left the driving to them.
Right. There were no goats or chickens on the bus.
No. Actual human beings along like us.
Very clean,
you know,
and nice.
Clean and nice and nice with, seats that we could fall asleep in. Plenty of room.
With a bathroom.
Yeah, I didn't use the
toilet,
bathroom.
You know?
Did you?
No, but no. I have one.
I mean, it's only a 2.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wasn't going to use the bathroom on there. But you have it if there's an emergency.
Well, but I mean, if you're in a car, you have to stop somewhere. You have to get off the freeway. You have to find a place where you can go. And then, you know, they don't let you use them if you're driving. You know, so
we needed to relax right away. So that included being on the bus and sleeping. And, you know, by the time we woke up, we just tumbled out of the bus, kind of like Dorothy and Toto being swept up in what felt like a tornado, really. I mean, Chicago is not the windy city. Desert Hot Springs is the windy city. At least it was on this particular afternoon.
And it was very windy. They let you off right in the middle of the desert. In the middle of windmill farms.
Oh, my God. There's windmills everywhere.
And it's also where the Amtrak station is. And the wind just blows through there like...
like Kansas. Like a tornado.
Yeah, like Kansas. Like
a
tornado.
Yeah, it's crazy wind. I mean, it just practically knocked me over.
Well, we had to chase your hat down.
I was hat over heels.
Down the rails.
We did. El viento loco. Is that right?
El viento loco.
Viento loco? Is that
the crazy wind?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. So. And the taxi driver said that it was just like that, you know, around the windmills, but it kind of stayed like that. And yet, we did get to this little island paradise. This beautiful, I mean, not really an island because there was no sea, but it's this little residential area. I feel like everything got quiet and someone walked into the room and suddenly you're turning, what are you playing with? Okay. all kinds of weirdness is going on. And he's going, okay. Well, the music went off. Okay. So, now, and someone's there, someone's behind your head who's looking at me. It looks like the dress designer.
It's one of Michael's
Bloom's
girls.
Oh, Elena? Is that right? Elena? Well, why don't you come in? Come on in. Come on in. If you're going to stand there and smile and distract me from my story. Yes, I'm all dressed up, too, in a kind of an original outfit. So you want to sit down? Because I don't have a guest. I'm telling the story of my trip to the Sea Mountain Lodge. So now you're my guest, so sit down. Oh, thank you. Oh, you got me a little birthday present. I escaped for my birthday, but you tracked me down. Look at this. Okay, so this is like a candle, like a black candle. Ooh. We could burn this. Right, we could. So this is Elena? Melena. Close. I had most of the syllables correct, just the first consonant was off. So you are a fetish designer, right? You hesitated.
Well, I do a lot of
You have to speak right into the
this
microphone.
is my design.
Well, that's kind of fetishy. You know, that's a jacket. Okay, what describe it into the microphone.
All of my designs
Okay, we
have a
can't hear you. Okay, here we go. We heard her for a second there. No, you have you, it's not your voice. Talk, talk, talk. Okay, and okay, put her over here. Put her in another microphone. So anyway,
Okay.
thank you. She said I looked
Yeah, okay.
gorgeous. No one heard that because we can't hear the microphone. Okay, go right over here. No, you can't just pronounce it again because that mic isn't working. So try this one. Okay, that I
You
heard.
look gorgeous.
There you
Ah,
go.
there you
Okay.
go. And your voice is gorgeous.
Do you hear yourself in your headphones?
Yes, I do.
That's beautiful.
Can you make it set it up so it's comfortable for her so she doesn't have to leave the
Kick back. Kick back.
Okay, here we go. This is Milena, who came with Mistress Nicolette.
Yes.
Yes, that's your girlfriend. And you design outfits for her to the bondage gala that we had pre-bondage ball. We ran into again at the ball itself. And gosh, we keep meeting all these bondage people. We saw Master D and Mistress Ice and Slave Bunny at and the professor and the pet. The pet, I forget her name, Michelle, at Erotica LA yesterday.
Oh.
So here you are now. You know, and it's great to have you.
Oh, thank
And
you.
so you're a designer of different kinds of clothing, including fetish clothing and kind of more or less regular clothing with an edge.
We're always with an edge.
You're an edgy woman.
Yes, I am.
And a beautiful woman. How tall are you?
I'm 5'12".
5'12". That makes you 6 feet tall.
Yes.
Wow. That does it sound shorter when she says 5'12"?
It does.
It does, right. I'm
No,
trying to
we
figure
like
out
you tall. You
How
know, I have
tall
the
is
short people market covered here, so
How tall is
you know, I'm petite.
5'12", you know?
You have the gorgeous blonde market covered.
Well, that too. No, I don't
Yes,
have that
that's
covered.
true.
We can always have more gorgeous blondes. I don't know about more petite gorgeous blondes. Well, I'll even take one of those. But I love a tall, beautiful brunette like yourself.
Thank
6 foot
you.
tall, and with the heels, you know, you're just about 8 foot tall.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So, welcome to Radio Suzy One.
I've never been here before.
Well, here you are. And, you know, you've been to the speakeasy at the Bondage Gala.
I was here for the fabulous party.
Thank you.
It was
So that
wonderful.
was everything was kind of open and to do, and now we're just kind of focused here on the radio studio. We're all dressed up anyway, just to impress each other, but you know, we don't have many people here.
And certainly clothing designers
Yes,
we have to
actually, I
impress
didn't
them.
know a clothing designer was coming. Actually, what I'm wearing is something that was designed by one of my former clothing designers who went off the deep end.
Oh, yeah, I have to show that.
This
This is
is actually,
stand up,
I'm going to stand up.
This is the
Ooh.
Shah shawl.
This is the Shah shawl. This is my shawl. And this was made, can we have a photograph? Where's Lisa?
Yeah.
I have, this was made from remnants that were left. Oh, you have the camera. Or is that your camera?
This is your camera.
No, that's our
Okay.
camera.
So this was made from remnants that were left over in the annex before it became ours. And before it became ours, it was just like, you know, one of the, you know, schmata makers here in the garment district who had his different kinds of, you know, sort of remnants. And he had a lot of Shah material because, I don't know, he's from,
Well,
he's Persian.
because he's
He's
Persian,
Iran.
Right.
he's right wing, and he supported the
He
Shah.
supported the Shah, and so did a
Right,
lot of
and
his
so
customers.
he tried to sell a lot of Shah shawls.
And he might have. I don't know what he made out of this material. I think it was more like wall hangings, or maybe just the picture itself in probably the picture in a frame. I would say
Well,
like one of those velvet pictures like Elvis.
right.
Right.
You even make the Shah look sexy.
Aww. Melena.
Really?
Right. Is it Milena?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Milena. My love, Milena. So he made me a mini skirt, you know, that slits up
Ooh,
the front.
I wish I could dress
like
that.
And a shawl. You can. You have a hot body.
Oh, well, not like yours.
Oh, yes, you do. It's just big, bigger size.
Yes.
So you'd have to wear a bigger one.
Yes.
Know, everything would have to be bigger. And we don't have any more of this material, so I'm sorry. This is an original not to be repeated.
Like you?
Well, and you. But thank you. Thank you. You're so sweet. Mm. And, you know, you're so, I mean, you kind of look like you could be mean.
I can.
Because you're so...
I can be very mean.
You're such a
giantess.
But
only do people have it coming.
So. Oh, okay. Well, try not to be naughty. Thank you so much for this lovely...
It's a soy candle.
Milena soy. This is one of your candles.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So we should light this. Let's see. I think I actually have a little lighter here. Very appropriately, I have my Marilyn Monroe lighter, of course. So should we do a little incantation here?
Absolutely.
What, you want to do it? Because
what
you gave
doing?
Me the candles.
Oh, the candles. That you're catching the studio on fire.
All right, I'm going to say
Goddess Susie.
Oh, okay.
We pray to you.
Brahatadonai, Elohim Melakalam, Bare Pari, my birthday. Okay.
And it's my birthday on the 19th.
So oh, fellow Gemini.
Yes.
Yay. Okay, here we go. We're celebrating. Okay. I got away for my birthday, though. You know, last year, actually, I had a really weird birthday last year because it fell on a Tuesday. Max was not with us. He had been taken away by kidnappers. And I'm serious. These were S&M practitioners but were non-consensual. They're called,
oh, that's terrible.
They're called police.
those are scary.
Yeah, they were scary.
Those are scarier than real kidnappers.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
It's all over now. Everything is said and done. And of course, my darling was completely innocent of all those ridiculous things. But
of course.
Anyway, he was taken in on a failure to appear for charges that were dismissed. You know, so.
10
but
years
he was taken
before.
In
for a traffic ticket or something.
Right before my birthday.
Right
before my birthday.
I'm
and
sorry.
I mean, but enough before it that I hadn't actually planned anything. So, I mean, like 2 weeks before, you know. So I was kind of thinking about it, but not sure what to do. And then 2 weeks before, so I'm just kind of going crazy. And I didn't even think about my birthday. And then sweet people showed up and tried to cheer me up. And it was really very, very heartening. You know, to have all these people come, but really depressing, and I was crying, and I mean,
of course.
It was gratifying, but you know, kind of emotional. I thought, no, this year and the year before that, I'd had a big party, and the year before that, I was almost dead.
Right, that's
right. The year before that, I was in the hospital. I was in a coma. I had just woken up from my coma. That's a whole other story. But and the year before that,
stories.
I had a huge birthday bacchanal with squirting and lots of fucking and oh my god, porn stars and doms and submissive. I mean everything. I had like 150 people. That was the crazy year, 2005. Then 2006 was the hospital year in a coma. 2007 was a party, a fairly big party, and I was getting.
Is that the one that Michael gave you? With the music
2005 was the one that he sang at the part at that
okay,
party.
Okay,
yeah.
I heard about that.
And then 2008. Was the one where, you know, he was taken away from me. So 2009, I thought, I'm going to just be with him. We're just going to go off. But, you know, we're not farmers. We're not, like, pioneers. We're not going to go into the woods. So we had to go somewhere where we would have some other people to help
into
us.
Into the woods.
Well, I mean, I wanted to be just with you, but with other people.
Without
that's
a
what
toilet
I'm saying.
And
yeah.
A shower.
Exactly. You know, you need the toilet, the
yes.
Shower, the pool, the maid.
Camping in Palm Springs. Or
yeah, well, not Palm
Vegas,
Springs,
or.
But this was... Actually, my brother accused me of going to Palm Springs and being like an old person, which, you know, maybe I am, but...
No.
Palm Springs,
no, you're not.
Thank you, Milena.
We didn't
so
go
sweet.
There. We went to Desert Hot Springs.
Desert Hot Springs!
Right.
That's right, which is much hipper.
Much younger crowd.
And younger, and more hedonistic.
Yes.
Ooh, right. We like that.
Yes. So there's a place. I don't know if you've heard of it, Milena.
Hmm.
It's called... Sea Mountain Resort, but it's not anywhere near the sea. It's kind of near some hills.
Is it a nudist colony or something fun?
It's not exactly a colony. It's a hotel, motel kind of place, a spa, and you can be nude. You are, in fact, required to be nude.
I can't go then.
You can't be nude?
No, I am so self-conscious and silly.
Oh, no, but this is what it's good for.
You don't
this
have to worry.
Is what it's good for. Everyone is self-conscious and silly, and you have to be nude, and it is the most freeing experience. Like, I don't run around nude here.
But you can, because you have a perfect little toned body.
No, I do not.
I have huge boobs and it's big hips. And
baby. You would be a big hit. I mean, everybody has their insecurities about their body. And
that's
certainly
true.
I have my share.
Why?
And that's why. Well, let's not get into that.
You're perfect.
We could do another show on that. The
right.
purpose of this show is to say that whatever our body and our insecurities, and I'm not going to get into my personal ones, but some places I think I'm too skinny, some places too much, And so I just threw them out the window, and you get naked because you have to. And it is a beautiful, natural thing, and this I'm showing my hippie roots, to be naked. To be naked in the outdoors, to be naked in the pool, in the water, swimming, feeling the water going across your genitalia, around your titties, up your ass. That creates the bubbles. Anyway, and, the other people, that's a questionable thing, because... That's an issue. Either you like them or you don't.
Right.
And, we had our issues with that.
Well, hopefully there's cute, sexy girls there.
There were cute, sexy girls. There were.
That's
they
a
provide
plus.
That as a, part of the, the workers there, kind of the girls that are working
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're
cute
and very cute and sexy.
And then there was this Playboy-like model that would come every day and sunbathe. But we were there... on 2 weekdays, really. And so Tuesday, we got there Tuesday afternoon, and then we were there Wednesday, and then Thursday morning. And so, the weekend apparently is just bursting with people. It's a party place, where people come for the day and stuff, and they just hang out naked, and they play music, and they fuck, and they, oh, yeah, oh, my God, they do everything. And they got this hot tub, and of course, they're mineral water,
oh,
so you can feel like you're doing something good for yourself, which you are.
While having sex, which is good for yourself.
Yeah,
so.
Well, right.
Yeah.
But when we were there, there was only like, what?
There
three
was
couples?
Three or four. No, actually, there were about four couples. Four couples, yeah.
They were nice. I wouldn't say anything.
And nobody there knew.
Were my
the people from Sea Mountain didn't know. People from Sea Mountain didn't know who you were. But then she got into the jacuzzi and... This couple was whispering, and then they left the jacuzzi, and then they came back, and they said, you're Dr. Susie.
They did. And you know what? I got really embarrassed.
And then they all said, that's her.
I actually got really mortified, and I apologized to that guy, because I kind of ran away from him, because I was naked.
Yes.
And I felt silly. I suddenly felt silly, because Dr. Susie is sexual, but I wear this hot lingerie, and I'm very... kind of pulled in all the right places and pushed out in others. And, I'm all like fixed up, You understand. You're a total designer. You know it. You're a designer and a model and you know. And so here I was like this naked thing. And this guy, who happened to be a big, buff, scary-looking guy. I mean, good-looking.
From Iowa,
right. But scary-looking.
Yeah.
He comes lunge, and he'd been flirting with me all day and kind of...
That's where mercenary Melina comes in.
Yeah, I needed you, but you weren't there, and Mercenary Max was hanging out, chatting with some other people on the other side of the jacuzzi, and so I kind of...
Me and my penis
said to me,
were in the corner.
You're Dr. Susie, and I said, I said, no, I'm not, I'm her double. No, I said, it was stupid, it was really stupid, and then I ran away, and then I came back, and...
You could have a twin.
It's true. It's embarrassing to be naked in front of people, but I think it's, I don't know, I'm a sex therapist, right? And I think it's healthy.
Yeah, it's healthy.
I think I have to say that it's very healthy.
It was great. I mean, it was great.
I really enjoyed it. We had massages.
Yeah,
one practically dislocated my back. Let me tell you, this deep tissue stuff is
intense.
Oh,
yeah, I can't have that. I'm too soft for that. I just
really?
Love the tickly stuff, you know.
Ah, the tickly stuff. You know, I'm tough. See, isn't that funny? You're this big, you know, woman. And I'm like this little twig. And I like the deep tissue stuff. Although, one thing she did kind of, I don't know. Kinda
well,
got
it's
my,
fine now, right?
No, it got kind of ouchy again a little earlier.
Okay, well.
When I put on the heels. But I mean, I think I'm okay. It's just that she kind of opened up something in my back that, you know, if I'm not careful, could break me, I guess.
Yeah.
But then again, I was also doing all this exercise that I don't usually do, swimming naked. And
I bet that was beautiful, wasn't it, Max?
That was great.
Mm.
It was wonderful.
And having lots of sex.
And having lots of sex.
That really? Orgasm. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
really
we
nice.
Did. But we have to admit it was with each other. I mean, we didn't.
Oh, that's
we didn't,
wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we got kind of turned on by being around the other couples.
Well, that happened to me at your party. I was like, oh, my goodness. I'd never been to a party like that before. It was better than Amsterdam.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was one point at the Seamount Resort where we were sitting in the jacuzzi with, like, three other couples. And it was a big jacuzzi, so it didn't feel crowded. And I was, like, on Max's lap and making out, and they were all making out. And it kind of felt like we were all making out together, but we were just making out with our respective partners and getting inspired by each other's energy without having to, you know, deal with each other's germs.
That's good. That's very good.
Well, it is. I mean, it's one of those things that they call, I think, soft swing, where you kind of just get in each other's presence while you're having sex, but you're just having sex with your partner, and you might touch and massage or spank or maybe
it's
kiss
very
a little.
Interesting, though, because the swing couples and the swing community has very little venereal disease and almost no HIV.
Well, that's true, too.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, when I say germs, I mean, you know.
I mean, it's almost done.
Right.
It's almost unheard of.
I have
of.
A bit of a cold, so.
Okay, no kissing me then.
Oh,
I know. I could feel your titty, though. I would love to feel
that. There's a lot to feel.
Yeah, I wouldn't even need to do anything else. I could just do that.
It would
all
take
night.
Like both of your hands to get around one of them, you know.
How big are they?
Double D.
Wow, beautiful and very natural.
But yes, they match my big bum.
And they look very, you know, well.
Well, I have
positioned.
Like a cone bra on. Just
you do
keep them up there. Yes.
And but no, oh, very nice.
Oh,
but
wow.
But beautiful. You know, very very well structured with no straps.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, that's good. That's beautiful. Very nice. Very nice strapless evening gown.
Yeah.
Stand up for the camera, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stand up in all your giantessness. Yes, here she is. Mm. Beautiful. Oh, and this is kind of a cocktail dress.
Yes, it's a Nicole Miller vintage.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
that's
my
beautiful.
God. Beautiful. Nice. Oh, you would rule at the Sea Mountain Resort naked. I
oh,
can
yeah.
just imagine. I mean, I know you're all propped up and squeezed in, but really, you would rule. I mean, I know that, you know, you got a banging body.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coming from you, that's the best compliment.
It is, because I look at a lot of bodies. I'm a body doctor, you know. All right, so it was a great experience, even though we weren't there during party weekend at Sea Mountain Resort. So if you ever want to do it, you know, if you ever want to go naked, go with a partner
obviously,
who's
yeah.
obviously seen you naked a bunch of times and already knows you naked. So you're going with someone who knows you naked. And you go, if you're really shy.
Very shy. You have
go
no
during
idea.
The week. Go during the week. So that there's hardly anybody there except somebody from Kansas City that goes, Malena!
Oh my God! I would die. I'm so shy.
I kind of did die. I did.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
so funny because I love to be recognized. Like when I was at the bondage ball, oh yes, I'm Dr. Susie. Oh, thank you. But there, I was kind of like, and he was all excited. He likes to be recognized even when he's naked, you know. But I was kind of mortified. But it was cool. I calmed down and actually, you know. Said, yes, I am Dr. Susie, naked.
But, and they said, you look better than you do with clothes.
No, actually, they didn't.
They should have. They should have. I don't know what's wrong with
them. No, you haven't seen me without the clothes yet.
Well, that's me too. That's me too. I look much better with the clothes on.
So
trust
we all, anyway, it's not about the look, it's about the feel. Maybe it's about the look for the other people, but for me, it's about swimming and feeling the sun and just kind of walking around naked in the beautiful air. And it was very windy. It was way too windy. That was my biggest complaint.
Ooh.
The desert wind.
Yeah,
very windy. I mean, it was like 40 miles an hour. I don't know.
Ooh. That's
crazy.
Super windy.
Yeah. So, therefore, I didn't realize how sunny it was because it was so windy. So, I got nipple burn.
Right. I was just thinking when you said windy, I went, ooh.
Yeah, my nipples just
Dr.
got
Susie,
so sunburned.
Moglis wants
talking
to...
about my nipples.
Moglis
okay.
wants
Moglis.
To... Moglis wants to know if she has a Twitter account. Because they would like to follow her.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Twitter.
Let's
I
follow
have
you
Twitter,
on Twitter.
I have Facebook. I have MySpace. I have MilenaTevis.com. I have, you know, all that
so,
silly stuff.
Okay, but let's do Twitter, because I'm on Twitter right now.
I don't... Everyone keeps sending me all these little things from Twitter, but I haven't actually put any time and energy into my Twitter account, so I don't know if it's there or what the deal is.
You don't
is.
Even know your name on Twitter?
Milena Tevis.
Wait
it's,
a second.
It's the same with everything. MySpace, Milena
okay,
Tevis.
I'm not going to bother to find you.
Yeah.
Milena...
T-E-V-E-S.
Let's see.
M-A-M-A-L...
L...
E-N-A...
E-N-A...
T-E-V-E-S.
T-E-V-E-S.
.com.
Oh, but that's your... Okay, that's your .com, but I'm not sure about your... Okay, there no, you are.
But,
you have 14
yeah,
followers.
But it's,
okay. I'm going to follow
tell how
you.
Much I'm on Twitter.
Now, you better follow me back. It only says you're following one person. Who are you following?
Oh, I don't know.
You haven't done this since March 11th.
Right.
You are really lax. You're following Citizen Brian.
Oh, that's a, that. Yeah,
that
that's
was who
a,
invited you in,
right?
Probably,
right?
Right.
We're investigating your Twitter.
We
account.
Are. We are investigating you. Okay, I am going to follow you, Milena. But if you don't follow me within like
of
5 days,
I will.
I'm
of
going to stop following you because I do that.
Of course, I'll keep following you.
I don't follow you if you don't follow me. If you're unless you're like Trent Reznor or something, you know. Okay, I have all these callers. We haven't finished talking about Seamount Resort, but we'll pick it up later. Let's see, I'm not sure if they're all on the line. Okay, we have Carrie from Alabama on line 4. Okay, so go ahead. Okay, so, well, are we talking, are we getting someone on the line or not? Okay. Okay. Can you just tell me if we're taking a call or what's the problem? I wanted to take a call, but somebody's talking to you while I'm asking you to put someone on the phone. Carrie on line 4 from Alabama.
Hey, how you doing, Doctor?
Good. How are you doing, Carrie?
I'm doing good, good. It's nice to live down here in Alabama. Everything's good.
Good.
I basically have a question.
Speak up a little, darling.
Yeah, I have a question about my my sexual performance.
Okay.
I'm a young guy. I'm 23. I work out a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I work out so much, I think my endurance is up so long, it takes no time to basically come.
You work out a lot so that you feel like you're ready to come? Is that
no,
what you said?
No. I work out so much, it takes me a long time to come.
Oh, it takes you a longer time to come. You're not taking any steroids, are you?
Testosterone injections.
Or stuff
no.
like that? Because that does inhibit ejaculation as well as erection.
No. I have no problem getting an erection.
I see.
It just takes me like a long time.
Why do you think that it taking you a long time to come has something to do with working out? That's my question.
I don't know. It's like my stamina. It's like I can't. It's like I'm just like horny all the time. Like I masturbate probably like two times a day now.
Okay. Well, when you masturbate, does it take you a long time to come, or do you come pretty easily? If you're in a hurry, like you got to get to work, or you got to get to work out, how long does it take you to come?
It's it still takes me a minute.
A minute, okay, so you don't take a long time to come. You don't have that problem, which is called retarded ejaculation. Nothing against retarded people, but or learning disabled. It's called retarded ejaculation, that is, when you come too slow. But you don't have that problem. Unless you have it with women, is that the case? That you take a long time to come when you're with a lover?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's because you feel pressured in some fashion.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's pressure? Not, well, I don't know. I mean, if you can come quickly and easily by yourself, then you have nothing physical wrong with you.
That's a good sign, honey.
So you're in perfect, virile, hot and horny physical shape, Carrie. But, you know, I'm not sure why, but sometimes when you're with a woman, I guess you feel some pressure that keeps you from coming. But, you know, why do you have to come fast with her? Because some women don't want you to just keep taking a long time. It's true. Is that it? The women go, like, start looking at their watches when you're humping them? Start getting sore?
No,
you can laugh right in there. It's okay. He's a caller. He's not like one of my therapy patients. With my therapy patients, I don't make fun of them, but with my callers on the show, because you're not paying, I do a little ribbing, a little joyous, good-natured ribbing.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no problem with that.
There's no problem with that. So what's the problem then?
No, it's basically like they get upset. It's like, you know, they can't make me come. You know, they get upset that, you know, why am I not coming? Am I not attracted to him? And I tell him I'm very attracted. It just takes me a long time.
Do you think that you're used to your hand and that you've gotten accustomed to the heavy-duty friction of your hand going up and down and up and down and up and down?
Yes.
Really. Okay, so maybe you are masturbating a little too much. Not to say you're masturbating too much for your health, but for the fact that you are getting used to the friction of your hand. So you need to
save it up.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. Oh, but you're... Yeah, I know. Or do it with a piece of liver or something, not your actual hand. Like, yeah, I mean, something like
that.
Yeah,
that's what they do. Yeah.
Something that feels more like a pussy. Because your hand is too easy for you to control. Or if you always use your right hand, use your left hand. Okay, so if you always use your left hand, use your right.
Use my right.
Use your right.
Yeah, the strangest.
Or try using one of those fleshlights.
Fleshlights.
What's that?
Fleshlights.
You know, that's like one of the... They're not an advertiser, so I don't even know if I'm using the right term. But it's one of those kind of pocket pussy type things that you stick your penis into. Actually, we saw another one that's even more elaborate. At Erotica LA, that we stuck our fingers in. It's called, there's some people here. Hey, I think you guys came from Erotica LA?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're the whip people. Do you remember the name of the pocket pussy thing that vibrated, the Real Touch, I think it's called?
Real Touch.
Real Touch, right. So you can get yourself one of those, but they're expensive.
Yeah.
But they kind of imitate
a
pussy.
Remember, I'm in Alabama.
Oh, yeah, you can't get that stuff. Okay, liver for you.
South.
Liver. Or any kind of meat, you know, that is a little, I don't know, something besides your hand. You're getting addicted to your hand, man.
It feels so good, though. Oh, man.
Well, then, enjoy it, and then what you're going to have to do is stroke your cock before you come inside the girl. You have to just pull
some
out.
Some girls love that anyway.
Stroke, 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 and then stick it in. Or maybe the thing is they don't even want you to come inside of them because they don't want to get pregnant, right?
Right.
So you pull it out, stroke, 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 and come on their titties. Or if they're a porn star, you can come on their face, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do girls in Alabama like that?
Oh, man.
You don't care. You like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're allowed to laugh right into the microphone. She's blushing.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So you know, but there's your... Anyway, you have a choice of things you could possibly do depending on your, you know, personality and desire. But you should know that the reason you are taking too long with the girls, that they can't get you to come through their mouth or through the vagina, is because you are addicted to your own hand.
I agree.
Specifically, your left hand.
Yeah, the left, yeah.
So,
no.
First advice tonight, since you probably aren't going to go out and get a piece of liver. I don't know if Alabama stores are, I mean, they certainly aren't going to sell you a fleshlight, but they might sell you a piece of liver, but not that, at this hour. So tonight, use your right hand, not your left.
Yeah, I'm going to get started on that now.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Did anybody?
Yeah, I'm going to get started on it tonight.
You're going to get started on that tonight. Okay, doctor's prescription there. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, and you know, different. When you're with the girl, just when you're ready, you know, when you feel like, you know, or when she's ready, basically, when she's had enough of you, before she's gotten to the point where she's ready to kick you out of bed, you pull out and stroke it, stroke it, stroke it, and then come. I would not suggest on her face for the first date, but,
no.
You know.
I can already feel the difference already.
All right.
Okay.
All right, man. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Call us back. Let us know what happens. How it squirts.
All right.
How it comes out.
Take care.
Oh, my goddess.
How it comes out. That was great.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right.
Okay.
We are broadcasting live on Radio Suzy One, helping Alabamans.
Is it legal to masturbate in Alabama?
Probably
you know,
not.
It's probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know.
As long as you go to church the next day, they might forgive you.
The sex toys are not legal. It's not legal to have certain kinds
of sex toys,
sell them.
In certain states.
I think you can have them, but you can't sell them, or you can't buy them. Or
I bet that's Utah, too.
Probably.
Utah, too. No, I don't know. I haven't heard that about Utah. I've heard that about Georgia.
It's southern states.
Texas.
A lot of those southern states.
You know,
states,
those Mormons, they got to keep the rest of the women in the family happy, because when you got four wives and only one gets the husband, what about the others? They have to have
a few
toys. They're
mopping the floor or whatever.
Right, but those mops better be motorized, you know. That's the thing. A motorized mop can be a lot of fun. It's just like those brooms they had for Harry Potter, the Harry Potter brooms. Did you hear about those? They were electric brooms, and they had to recall them because all the kids loved riding them.
Vibrating.
They'd be riding their vibrating broom, like, all day and night. And anyway, so a vibrating mop would be very good for the Mormon sister wife. Okay, not all Mormons have four wives. I know.
No, it was abolished in like 1800 and
exactly.
something.
Exactly. They're not allowed, but Big Love has made us think otherwise.
Yes.
So, anyway, we have some new guests. Give me your Spanky. Spanky. Let's see. And do you have your tag there? Spanky and Boss Lady. Okay, so come a little close. Oh, no, let's set them up with a microphone. I think this microphone isn't working.
No, okay.
Do you want me to move?
We want you to just sort of, yes, slide around and
help out with getting them set
maybe
up.
They need to be on this mic. They can share a mic because they share everything.
Okay, can you have a chance to adjust the mics and stuff? Okay. All right, so let's get everybody
over here.
No, I think this mic is okay. We just have to test it. Let me hear you.
Test.
Test.
Hello.
Oh, go ahead.
That mic is.
This is a test of the emergency skiptastic system.
Oh wow!
All right, there you go.
Okay, so you could split up and or would you mind having Milena in between you?
No, let her. I don't mind her being in the middle.
Let's see, Milena.
Okay, so make sure you
so
set the mic. So
nope.
Milena in the middle.
No liver though.
No liver. No, not for you. But you live in a state where you could get a fleshlight.
Oh,
and besides, your wife is with you. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay.
She is my fleshlight.
She's your fleshlight. There
you
go.
Love you.
Aww. That's a sweet thing to say,
see
I think.
That?
She's my fleshlight. We went on a couples retreat a little while ago. It was my birthday, and we went away. We got away from it all. We went to Sea Mountain Resort.
Now, guys, when you're talking through these microphones, you have to talk. Like you're giving head right up against
very
them.
Very close.
Like that.
But you guys...
So
that's why we can do it so well.
Yes, that's... Because we've been talking to these microphones
the
for all these fucking years.
Do I need to work on my gag reflex then?
Oh, no, you've got great radio voice. Good radio voice.
As you can see, we have condoms provided on the microphone.
Yeah, I see. There's that.
It's kind of sloppy ones, you know. Okay, so you're married. How long have you been married?
It'll be 23 years next year.
Wow.
Next month.
23 years.
Good for
you. She's put up with me for a long time.
Congratulations. Wow. And how long have you been working together?
Well, we had a business in Missouri for a while, and then came out here. And okay. A few years ago, we started doing the whips as
doing
a joke.
Doing the whips as a joke.
It just became it was a joke when I started making them, and then it Memories. Became a business.
Really? Wow.
So and they should kind of come through the
do you
studio.
Have one with you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a few.
You've got a few whips. Oh, very good, very good.
And a paddle.
Oh, let's see. Look at this. And now this looks like a kind. Is this a heavy one or a medium?
It'd be a medium one.
This be a medium.
But it has a dagger in the handle. The dragon comes out.
Oh, look at this.
Now make it pretty tight so it doesn't come out by accident when you're playing with it.
Good. In fact, it's too tight for me to pull out. I'm afraid to pull it out. See, she's much more. Give me the kitty.
She might be able to pull it
version.
Out. Let's see.
Well, I probably could, but I.
Yep.
Oh, there you
out.
Go.
There's
this
the kitty version.
Fabulous.
Oh, this is
I'll
the kitty version.
Yep. I'll
this
I'll
guy's just
have the whip, but I'll
cute.
Take the knife.
You're into knives.
Knives, guns, swords.
Really? Oh, now you're scaring me. You're already a big girl. What do you need all this protection for?
Oh, who said it's protection?
I just, I like to shoot. And
you like to shoot?
Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty good shot.
What do you shoot?
I've shot M16s, MAC-10s, AK-47s.
But, I mean, what do you shoot?
Oh, well, mostly just targets because I'm, I can't shoot bad guys. It's illegal. But if it wasn't, I got a list.
Targets. But what about, like, birds and things?
No.
Deer?
No.
Antelope?
No. They're little cuddly
okay.
things.
Oh, okay. But you just like shooting a gun.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you shoot it, you eat it. So I'm not going to shoot anything.
Because you're a vegetarian?
No, I'm definitely not.
Well, why
vegetarian.
Don't you eat it?
Well, if I were out in the wild somewhere, and but when you are out, when I was younger, when you're out hunting, and you look at the deer, and you look at their little eyes, and they're so cute, and they're looking right at you, you can't shoot them,
It's not unless you're Dick Cheney.
Yeah, right.
Then you could even shoot your friend.
Well, right. Yeah.
Bad anyway,
guys are easier.
Back to whips. I do like whipping.
I
have a little issue about
beautiful,
shooting but and knifing, but I do enjoy whipping. So this is a cute little rubber whip.
And here's the paddle.
Oh, here's the paddle. And I love paddling. Oh, this is a nice paddle.
Oh, wait, but it's not so nice when you feel the impact.
It's heavy, though. It's a heavy paddle. Yeah, this is for a rough... This is for a hard ass. I mean,
we need
an ass, a big ass that can really take it. This I can't have this on my ass. Forget it. But
no, it'll break your little hip.
But this would help, because I'm not that strong. So I don't need to have a really strong arm to make this paddle pack a wallop. That's why I like it. Because sometimes, with these tough submissives, it really hurts my arm.
They're tough submissives?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah. They just like... act like I'm a little fly when I'm trying to spank them. So this thing, forget about it. This is good. I like this.
That's good for a pain slot.
And it has a very soft kind of silky, ropey thing to hold on to here. Very nice. Ooh.
Hear that? Ooh, yeah, that's nice.
Nice pop.
That's Skip's ass, in case you're wondering. You're lucky it's not your ass, Skip. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, right. Okay.
That's not my bag.
All right, that sounds good. And then this is the other side. This is more of a kind of, what is this side?
Conveyor belting.
Conveyor belt. Ooh, doesn't make quite as much of a sound.
No.
Actually, that hurts my hand more without making much of a sound. So that's a more serious side. This is interesting. So what do you call this paddle?
Oh, I don't think we ever gave a name to the paddle.
I don't think we gave a name to the paddle.
Yeah. We need to think of a good name.
Conveyor.
Conveyor paddle.
The conveyor paddle.
It conveys your power in a big way. This conveys it.
The conveyor. Okay.
Weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely that. Okay, so do we have anything else for me to look at here?
Ooh.
Okay, very good. okay, oh, look at these.
Pretty whips, look at that.
This is a pretty whip. I like the blue. Nice and soft, and
that matches my Acer. My little
that'll
Acer
give you a good little sting.
Yeah, this will give you a good little sting. Now, what is this level? This is soft or medium? What do we call this?
Let me see what the weather. I use different types of rubber. This is a medium, also.
Ooh, I just almost burned it.
a little wax won't do any bad.
Okay.
A little wax isn't bad.
Isn't bad. Okay, good. Good.
Did we bring a heavy one?
No.
No heavy ones. That's okay.
That's a wider cut,
They're
but not a heavy
though.
One.
Yeah, the wider the fall is.
You know what?
The more of a thud it'll give. And with a narrow fall, it'll give a more of a sting.
More of a sting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one has fewer strands, but is heavier.
Careful. Watch the, Susan, the glass, please. The glass, please.
Oh. So much to watch. This is a radio show, and yet I'm trying to do this. Here, I should have someone's ass to practice on.
No.
Okay, no?
Then she probably shouldn't get the mammoth.
Okay, but this has a nice pink handle, and this seems a little hard. Is this a hard level or medium?
Well, that one would probably really go ahead and classify it as medium also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a
this
clown.
Is a tiny little one here.
Yeah, well, those are keychains, but we also can call them nipple whips.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, some of our customers that decide to name that, they're standing around just hitting each other on nipples with them. Well, okay.
Whatever.
We'll go with that.
Whatever.
Yeah, nipples about. Whip, pussy whip. I like the idea of being... Of saying that you're pussy whipped.
It's disguised as a keychain.
Like
yeah.
Disguised as a keychain.
My sister would love that, actually.
Yes, that's very nice. That's very cute. That's a little gift kind of thingy. So your keychain whip. Okay.
And we do have
and
one more.
What? One more. Let's see.
This one's the mammoth.
Ooh. Oh, look at that.
That's
wow.
Nicolette worthy.
And I think a lot of ass
tonight. Oh, but this is luxurious.
Yeah, that's
the
softest rubber that we use.
This is not... I love this one. Oh, my God. I mean, this one seems like it wouldn't hurt very much.
No, it's more sensual.
Nice.
It's got a colder feel to it also. If whatever the room temperature is, it's going to be colder than that. You take that and brush it across your chest, your nipples are going to pop.
Oh, yes. This is very nice. This
can you make me a skirt
very
out of
luxurious.
That material?
Yes, I can.
I like that idea. Like a car
Beautiful.
Wash skirt, you know?
Man, make something else pop.
Very sensuous. You call this the mammoth. Yes, here you go. Okay. And, okay, so where do people get these whips online?
Well, FluffyBunnyWhips.com. .net.
FluffyBunny. Now, that's not a name you would associate with whips. Fluffy Bunny.
No, it's almost an oxymoron.
Right. And so where'd you come up with that name?
Well, Judy's, my wife's tattoo artist, done that. We were getting a tattoo, she's getting a tattoo one day, and they were talking about the business.
Oh, it's clown!
Oh, only in L.A., Susie.
Only in L.A.
Only
right.
in L.A.
These are the porn clowns, right? These are the porn clowns. We heard a rumor that you were around. Wait, we have to have a spokesperson get on a microphone.
I'll move and give him a moment.
Actually,
this is Cooter the clown.
Let's
All right,
get
hold on just a second, and we'll...
Come on a microphone.
Whips don't seem so kinky now that they're here.
Yeah. Well, can you just get up for a second so we have another clown, a girl clown, sit over here near our webcam. We'll get you back on.
She has a pussy lollipop.
Aww.
A pussy lollipop.
Pussy lollipop.
Cooter, you
want to
sit by the webcam?
Oh, look at those pigtails.
Okay,
they look like you could use them as dildos.
Okay.
Okay. So we have the porn clowns. Now, Freakball is our porn clown friend, but he's not with you tonight.
You can raise the chair, too, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I don't know if you can put that over your head. Yeah, you might have to hold it like that.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. You're good. Okay, now there's your microphone. And what is your name?
I'm Cooter the Clown.
Cooter. As in K-O-O-D-E-R?
I would actually say C-O-O-T-E-R.
C-O-O-T, like cooties?
Like Cooter.
Like Cooter?
Yes.
Okay, why not? Why not Cooter?
Why not?
And you're a porn clown?
Yes.
Okay.
As are all my porn clown friends.
I see penises hanging from you along with rubber chickens. You have penises all over you, so that is a sign of porn, right?
Right.
And who's this friend of yours with the blue hair here?
I'm Malice the Clown.
Malice, I remember you.
Yes.
Yes, Malice. Malice, you were at another birthday party of mine, weren't you?
I sat in your cake once.
You did. That's when I had a big birthday party. You know, it's kind of, it's my birthday week. But
yay!
I spent my
birthday.
It is.
So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Susie. Happy birthday to you!
Oh, thank you. Gosh, this is appropriate to have clowns at my birthday show, which wasn't really even going to be a birthday show because I spent my birthday naked.
What a surprise!
I spent my birthday in my birthday suit.
Well, that's very appropriate.
I went to a nudist kind of a resort called Sea Mountain.
I heard that's awesome.
It was. It
did
was
you like
great.
It?
Swimming naked, hot tubbing, fucking a lot, you know. It was great.
I'm jealous.
But you guys would only be able to wear your clown makeup, but no clothes. You know, could you handle
that?
Well, you can bring your toys,
We were saying before.
Gather around. We can be heard on the microphone.
We were saying before that clowns actually have rainbow bush.
Bush.
Yes, just like they have rainbow wigs, they have rainbow bush.
Aww.
If they have bush.
If they
do you have a bush.
Bush?
Can I see a rainbow bush here?
I shaved mine, I'm sorry.
Oh, can I see that one?
I got a lot of layers, but we can work on it.
All right.
But,
so
we do have this.
You just have this. Oh, this is your pocket pussy.
Chocolate lollipop.
Chocolate lollipop.
Yes.
With a pussy on it.
Yes.
Kind of a, pussy with nice lips. Do you eat it, or do you just hold it?
I think you could.
Yeah?
Do you want to try it?
Should we eat it?
Okay, let's eat it.
Okay, let's eat it for my birthday. Right.
What?
You know.
Yeah, that's what pussies made for.
That's what pussies are made for, is to eat.
Amen.
Yes. Want to eat it? Mmm.
Oh, you make it look very delicious.
Mm.
You want to try it?
Yeah, I'm going to try your pussy. I'm going to eat some of your pussy.
Mm. I have
Mmm.
Oh, no,
I'm licking it.
Good technique.
Mm. Oh, very good technique.
I'm going to bite it now, though. You mind?
No,
I'm going to bite your clit.
Okay.
Okay.
But kind of gentle,
I'm
going to
bite
okay.
your clit?
Just a little
okay.
gentle.
Okay.
But a little hard.
Okay.
Ooh. Hard. Ooh.
Mm.
Oh,
mm. It's good. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
It's so good.
That's delicious. Mm. So you want your pussy back?
Sure, you can pass it around, actually.
I'll have another bite of your pussy.
Okay.
Okay,
but then share with the group
again?
If you'd like.
Okay.
We can share with everybody. There's enough to go around.
I'm biting it now.
Uh-oh.
Cooter.
Mm.
That's good. Who wants some...
I'll try some.
You want some, Malice?
I'll some of Cooter's pussy.
Eat some of Cooter's pussy there.
Cooter.
So you went to Erotica LA?
Yes.
Okay. And how was it?
It was really sad, actually.
Aww.
It was, like, sad for the state of human sexuality.
Because it's a convention in the convention center, you know.
Well, there's nothing sexy. It's dudes.
Except
it's
for clowns.
It's sexy clowns.
It was sexy while we were there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
for sure. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I know what you mean. It's a convention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like the speakeasy. I mean, if you come here during a party like Malice did, this is a sexy place, or Sea Mountain Resort, or probably anywhere you guys go. But, I mean, the convention center, you know, you can't, like, show anything or do anything. And yeah, everybody's trying to sell something.
Yeah,
so.
It's a commercialized sexuality instead of a natural sexuality.
And a commercialized male sexuality. Nothing there for girls to get off at all, really.
Not
much. For girls
much.
To get off by themselves. And given the sorry state of male humanity that is on display there, I can understand why that would be.
Mm. Then you didn't come to our table.
Some of the guys there, you know, are, I mean, they seem like they haven't seen a real woman in, like, years, you know, so.
And I feel for the paraplegic guy in the wheelchair.
A lot of them, actually.
There was quite a few.
But the other guys, it's like, up your game, dudes.
Well, I mean, we have some vendors here. I mean, they're there, but they're selling their things.
How's it going for you guys?
Today was actually pretty good.
So, you know, those losers out there are buying things, so.
There was one thing that was super cool, something I'd never seen before, which was this, like, tube with this like moving, warm, wet pussy in it.
There
I mean, it was
go.
A whole tube. It looked like a hard drive or something, but it also coordinated the
That's
movements in the machine
the real
with
touch.
Porn.
Yes, the real touch.
The real
that
touch.
Was, that was cool. Cool.
I stuck my hands in there, and I felt like I was fist fucking something. Not exactly a woman.
That makes
I
you
fist fucking a, like sex robot from a Frank Zappa song.
I actually knocked it out.
Something like that. Yeah, I, that's true. It was.
I knocked that thing out. Yeah.
It was good. So it's going to give birth to little real touches now.
Yes.
Well, hybrids.
Yeah. So, tell me the philosophy of the porn clowns, according to you.
Wow.
Because I've never really had you on my radio show. I've had you at
I mean,
my parties and TV.
Fuck shit up.
Fucking
shit up.
I just know from Freeball.
Yeah. Fucking shit up.
Fucking shit up. Clowning up.
I want some clowns around me. You have clowns around you.
Well,
clowns come
too.
Around me so we can take a picture.
Clown sex is really beautiful.
Oh, this
surreal.
Is a pretty clown.
Launch,
oh, come here, pretty clown. Yes, absolutely. Come sit right by me, right here. This is a lovely little clown. Look at this clown,
oh,
Mark. I have a beautiful...
Let me keep you warm, Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
It must get so
yes, you're so pretty little clown, and I like the harlequin tights. Yeah, look at the camera. Okay, you guys are supposed to talk while we're taking pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Keep talking. Okay.
This is Catnip the clown that's in your lap.
Catnip?
Yes.
Oh, and where's the cat? Oh, you're Catnip.
I'm Catnip.
You're Catnip to me. Yeah.
She's Catnip to
look
everybody.
At you.
You probably noticed the effect of Catnip on
I never saw a corset on a cat. I mean, a Catnip. Or do you attract pussies?
Well, you can see from my dangling...
Wait, talk into my...
You can see from my dangling hat that I may entrance a feline or two.
Yes, certainly my pussy. Here, they're taking pictures. Where's our camera?
I'm taking pictures.
Oh, okay. Here, look. Here we go. Okay, so, now, philosophy of clowning.
Huh.
Porn clowning, that is, yes.
Well,
do
you know,
something
they're
to me. Oh, yeah, up. Massage me, baby.
There's bringing the clown love.
Breeding
yeah.
clown,
there's
bringing
a lot of clown love.
Bringing, not breeding.
Like, people are so serious, and they need a lot of love and happy clown energy in their lives.
Yeah, get real close to your microphones.
Yes.
Get real close to your microphones, guys.
Now, but why porn clowns? I mean, you know, there's a lot of clowns in the world, and most of them do kiddie parties and stuff.
Well, yeah, but why be like everyone else, you know? It's
well, I'm just asking about you. I mean, are you guys all, like, perverts?
Yes.
Pretty much.
All right. Let's hear the perverts.
Yay. Pretty
have
much,
you ever
yeah.
Fucked a clown, Dr.
Susan? You know, I kind of have, yeah.
Then you must understand.
I do. I do understand. And I've actually fucked in. I used to be a mime, believe it or not. I did, you know.
Whoa. Whoa.
And so I did a lot of that stuff, and I would wear my clown face, and some of my boyfriends did like to have sex with me with clown face, and sometimes I would fuck my, you know. I had a boyfriend that was a clown and a juggler.
When you
I
had sex
been a
as
total
a mime,
circus
were you
freak.
Silent? Did you mime the
you
orgasm?
You know, believe it or not...
Can you mime an orgasm
I did,
on the radio?
I oh, did I do a mimed orgasm, but it wasn't real. It was fake.
Do you think you could orgasm completely
though.
Silently if you were in a mime?
So only when I had a pillow stuffed in my mouth. That was a whole different thing. Are we getting copies of these pictures?
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
You guys are...
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know how to do it. So
you don't know how to do it.
We'll help you.
We'll help you. You guys run around clowning and taking pictures of yourselves.
We
this
like
is
to,
like
to
Japanese
clown.
Tourists.
We like... Yeah. We have a Japanese tourist clown right here.
Right. What was that?
Clowny company.
I do, yes. I want you back here. Because I felt like a little alone with the clowns all over there.
We don't
want
to scare you.
No, no. I want you to comfort me
you
and,
go on the show?
And play with me
yeah.
And be you with
got
me.
Another clown coming
here's
up
a, oh, yes. Here's my this Japanese
is,
tourist clown.
This is Cosmic the Clown.
Cosmic
from
the
from,
Japanese
from,
tourist clown.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is her first clowning.
Armed with
now,
a
I am kind of wearing a clown outfit, as you can see.
Oh, my
with
God.
The shawl. This is my shawl. See the shawl?
Oh. Is that the shawl?
Yes. It was made from remnants that were left over from a Persian factory owner that was here making, you know, these kind of like Elvis paintings, but with the Shah, for right-wing Iranians who had escaped from Iran before, you know, the revolution. And so he left these, and I had a designer just make me a shawl.
I know a guy who lived in the Shah of Iran's house.
Oh, really? On the Shah of Iran's
former house.
Right.
And it had a 20,000 square foot room with fish tanks all along one wall.
Oh, wow. Crazy. Shah trivia.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I'll take Shah trivia 101 for $200, please.
So now, do you guys have sex with each other?
Some of us.
Yeah, it's happened.
No,
it's been. But are you boyfriend and girlfriend, or you just kind of fall into bed because you're drunk and wearing clown stuff?
It's not
careful,
really a matter.
A dangerous question.
Yeah, this is a really dangerous
I
question.
I like those kind of questions. That's my kind of question.
I think that's a fluid situation.
Yeah, it's just kind of...
Depends upon the
We're all very good friends.
Yes.
I mean, we've all been around each other naked, I mean, 10 million times, and...
Getting dressed and undressed.
Well, and just hanging out. And
more than just
hot tubs.
Hanging
out in the living room, you know, different parties and events. It's just...
The clown down.
Yeah, we've got friends that have costume rooms and... Like, there's a lot of changing clothes and running. I mean, it's just...
Now, do you have a clown fetish, any of you? I mean, do you get aroused through the course of the evening by dressing up as a clown?
I would say I get aroused by these sexy clown girls.
Okay, that's the equivalent. That's sort of a similar thing. So you get aroused by a girl dressing as a clown. So you dress as a clown so you can hang out with the girls who dress as clowns.
Yeah.
Something like that.
He likes pandas, too. It's a long story.
Pandas are really like natural mimes. I mean, they have white face with black stuff on, right?
Yeah.
I've always loved pandas. Until I discovered bonobos, pandas.
Bonobos are awesome.
Totem animal. But I love, you know, bonobos are so incredible. So.
Well, they just spent the entire day masturbating.
Your show that was all about bonobos. You had a whole tribute show.
I did. I had a tribute show about bonobos that
here.
The clowns were at.
We were here.
Right? And we also had the Christians who are there at the Erotica LA.
We took over their booth.
Oh, really? Oh, with Craig, Brother Craig? Yeah. How did he like you?
Everybody got Jesus Loves Porn Stars tattoos. It was great.
You know, they give out some really nice little gift bags there because most of the gift bags are pretty chintzy over at the Erotica LA, but they gave a little perfume.
They gave us the Bible.
Yeah, we got
the Jesus Loves Porn Stars Bible.
And they gave me a set of earrings, you know.
Yes.
It said fashion earrings on them. And they gave you a Bible.
Yes, we
look at that. See, they are funded, you know. Other people have to work for a living, but the porn church is totally funded. And maybe we're gonna do a debate with Craig. He came up to me. He says, "How's your husband? Is he still in jail?" I
said, no, that's a conversation opener.
And I think he thought I was going to dissolve in tears. And actually, if my husband were in jail, I would dissolve in tears. But I wouldn't have gone to Erotic LA. You know, so I said, no, he's not. He's fine. He's out. Everything's cool. You know. And he was in jail for a little while. He was in jail for a failure to appear on charges that were dismissed. But that's because of the big, you know, prison industry in this country that just wants bodies.
Story.
That's a whole other story. But it's all related. So anyway, so Craig was, you know, like, oh, well then maybe I should debate you now that your husband is free. I don't know. Somehow that makes sense.
Because George Bush and would say, bring him on.
Exactly. Because he usually debates Ron Jeremy.
Oh, God.
But Susie, you'll slay him if he's used to Ron Jeremy.
He wants to be slayed.
Yeah,
slain. Yeah, he's used to Ron Jeremy. And Ron's a smart guy. Ron used to be a teacher. That's how he started. Ron Hyatt, Ron Jeremy. And, you know, but, I mean, he's been debating these guys over and over again. And I think they're too much friends. So I think I would make a more adversarial opponent.
Well, that would make for a much better debate.
Yeah, and they need a woman to debate them anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I think we're ripe for this. I think this is a good idea. I actually was on their one of their debates a little bit. I asked a couple of questions that made them look like fools on Nightline, but now we're going to do a debate, me and the Christians. Will you come and clown us?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll bring signs.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
We'll all right.
What I'll we'll say protest. In a clown's suit is, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll protest the Christians.
Yes. Please. You know, I mean, there could, just like there was the sacrificing of Christians or the massacring of, what did they do? The torturing of Christians
and,
in
and,
the
and
Roman.
And they threw them to lions.
They threw them to lions, exactly. So we could have a reenactment of that with clowns.
Except throw just throw them to the pussy instead.
One of you
throw
could be a lion.
Christians to the clowns.
And we throw the Christians to the clowns. You could be dressed as like lion clowns or something like
or
that.
Or just throw them to the pussies.
And throw them to the pussies. Right. Have you eaten your whole pussy?
Yes, she's finished her pussy.
It's the last drop.
Okay, so tell me, girls, how does being a clown or the boy clowns, does that arouse you in any way?
I think it's more of a mental arousal for me.
Mental is good.
I think all the attention is really sexy because you run around and all these people, they're like porn stars, oh my God, clowns. And they like people take pictures and you get to run around and be like the focus center of attention, and that can't help but make anybody feel sexy, I think.
Now, one thing, what we were talking about earlier, of course, with nudity, we were talking about how that makes you feel very vulnerable. And it's a good thing, I mean, but it's kind of a sketchy thing because you feel maybe a little embarrassed and vulnerable because, you know, you don't have anything covering you up. Now, when you're a clown, you have this mask on, in a way. You have a... It's definitely a mask. So,
and it gives you superpowers.
Exactly.
It really
That's
does.
What I'm saying. It makes you feel not so vulnerable. It maybe makes you feel stronger.
And people
more
find
powerful.
You more mysterious. And yes. They really want to know you more as well.
And you're not yourself.
You
I mean,
do anything when you're dressed as a clown.
You are a character, so you can be like wildly sexual, crazy. Wait, what's that?
But it's important.
Okay, talk into the microphone. You have to come into the microphone.
I think it's a little bit harder if you do alone.
Oh yeah.
So you have to be in the crowd.
You be in a crowd with, and everybody's in the masks and stuff, and then you can sort of show off your sexual perversion.
Yes, if you're alone as a female clown, you may get approached by a lot of men, and they may try to touch you, but carrying a clown horn goes a long way.
Right. There you go. There you go. There's all these built-in things that help. You know, the clown horn, the rubber chicken that you can throw at them, you know.
I find
you can
that
spank people with the rubber chicken.
Yeah, spank
I've,
people
I've
with the
I've found
chicken.
That people find me much more attractive when I'm in clown.
People, men
yeah.
and women.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Really.
I mean, animals don't really
attractive.
Express these things.
Well, I can't tell. You seem like you're not a bad-looking guy in real life.
But I look better now.
You look better now. Okay, with a big black nose and red circles on your cheeks. Uh-huh. You look more entertaining, I suppose.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Uh-huh. And also, I mean, you know, it's like you're a fantasy figure. And a fantasy figure is going to be more, I don't know, kind of... acceptable, more out of this world.
I think fantasy figures let people live out their fantasies.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's what it's all about. I heard that the rumor that there were callers that were calling in.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So, but my engineer has left, so I don't really know if there are or
we need
callers. Who's on the line? I have several, but I'm not sure who they are. I have some lines here. Let's see.
Chop them up. No.
Mark? Yeah.
You have, Dr. Susie, you have the card on it, so I don't know.
Okay, do we have Mark on line two?
Okay.
I don't know.
You
want
to talk to him?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's talk to him. Okay.
You're on line two.
Okay, hello. Is this Mark?
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. Speak up, darling.
I jerk off too much.
You jerk off too much.
Yep.
Wow. You bad boy.
You need to put your clown on.
You need to spank your rubber chicken more.
That's right.
You have to get a rubber chicken and spank that instead of your monkey. Now, how much do you jerk off? Let's be the judge of whether it's too much or not. Okay, me and the clowns are going to judge. How much do you jerk off?
We'll tell you whether it's too much or not.
Okay.
The whole day, pretty much.
The whole day?
Wait,
that's too much. What do you mean the whole day?
Don't you get
how many days in a row?
How many orgasms do you have? How many times do you come?
How many days a year?
Well, I don't really allow
Once
myself
in a lifetime.
You don't allow yourself to come. So you keep just, that's why you're taking all day. Because if you just came, then you'd stop and you'd maybe get some work done or, you know, be able to dress up as a clown and go out with girls.
Right.
But right now, you're just not allowing yourself to come, so you stay home all day masturbating.
Well,
It makes sense. Why don't you want to let yourself come, baby?
I just love playing with my penis.
You just love playing with your penis.
Aww.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We can't really find anything wrong with that. And you sound so pathetic and sweet.
You know, in contra, that's great. Like, you'd have tons of life energy to work with.
Well, but by yourself doing that?
Go take it out into the world. Like, build it up.
Can you take it out
into the world? Put on a clown suit, bring it out into the world.
Okay, all the clowns are talking at once. All right, now, Mark, there's really nothing wrong with masturbating all day as long as you're not giving yourself skin abrasions.
Okay, no, I don't.
Okay. How old are you? 22.
Do you have any hair on your palms?
Are you going blind?
Any eyesight problems?
No.
No?
You seem okay.
Yeah, and you're playing with your penis right now? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, right now, I bet he is.
Also, you have to get a new voice.
You have to talk louder, darling.
Yeah, you got to talk loud. Is your mother in the other room or something, or what?
No.
No?
No? Oh. Okay.
No. Who's in the other room? Why are you talking so softly?
Why are you talking like that?
Because he's masturbating and he's trying to catch his breath. He can't talk.
So, very nice.
Listen, Mark, you're not going to meet many girls that way, whether in clown face or not.
Right.
But we find nothing wrong with it, so we're not going to arrest you.
Right.
You know, I mean, people might arrest you anyway just because that's what the LAPD does. But you're not in L.A., so, you know, you might be okay.
You're fine.
Okay?
All right.
So keep masturbating.
Right.
Okay.
Okay?
Carry on.
And if you start growing hair on your palms, go to the barber. Bye.
Do the barbers shave your palms?
I don't know.
Nowadays?
Hey, you think you went blind?
Get some hair.
I think that one of your clown outfits should be with, like, gloves that have hair on them. And then when people say why, you say,
I jack off too much.
I jack off too much. Yep. That would be a good Justin clown. A little clown trick there. Yeah, you shake people's hands. You know, and they go, why are you doing that? Well, I've been jerking off all day.
Actually, wait.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone today who had stitches in their finger. They almost cut off their finger and it was like hair. It looked like he had a caterpillar on his finger, and I was
this
like,
this is getting gross.
Well, you're talking about hairy palms.
Mm. No, I understand. I mean, it's okay. You can be gross. So, wow, you have a marijuana leaf hanging from you.
Well, I heard it was the THC convention right next to the Erotica LA convention, so I didn't know if we would stop in. I wanted to represent.
Oh, very good. Very good. Do you have your license?
I don't have my license.
Well, you got to be sick to have your license.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be sick to smoke weed.
Well, I'm sure you have something wrong with you. Don't you have something wrong
with
you?
There might be something wrong with me. I am in a clown suit.
You are in a clown. Exactly. So there's
got
to be some
psychological
problem.
Clownitis, yo.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, clowns, do any of you enjoy whipping each other?
Some bit.
Jiggy did tonight.
Yeah.
Jiggy was whipping lots of people with his
cock. That's what my rubber cock is for.
Oh,
his rubber chicken was swinging through the air.
Yeah, because we have rubber whip makers right here.
I saw those, and they're actually really gorgeous.
Would you guys be interested in making a whip that was also a chicken?
One. This one is really soft. Really nice.
Who wants soft?
Well, but it's
more of a thuddy effect.
Kind of a big,
it's nice.
Beautiful.
When your enormous master hits you with that on the ass,
it's a beautiful thing.
It'll put a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
A clown smile.
I'm excited that there's sort of like a vegan-y porn or vegan-y vlogger because it sucks when it's the leather and you're like...
Talk right into the microphone.
Oh, I'm kind of excited to see like an animal-free vlogger.
Yes,
cheap.
It's not leather.
It's not leather, which is awesome, but there's something about like the cow smell and the sex and I feel like a little guilty. So I'm glad to see a vegan-y.
Cooter's a vegetarian clown. So, you know, I think that...
She's a vegetarian clown.
She is a vegetarian.
Oh, true.
Okay, so now it looks like we have a serious call on the line.
Great.
Although I'm not, you know, I mean, you guys are clowns, so I don't know how long it'll be serious. But can we get this caller on the line?
Yeah, I'm going to go back.
Everybody straighten up.
Okay. Okay, Michael from Pennsylvania. It says he feels like he can't have sex with his life, or
with
maybe
his wife.
With his wife, but it says life here. Doesn't it say life? Am I wrong? That says life.
Yes, that says life.
It does say life. So, you know, if you can't have sex with your wife, maybe you can't have sex with your life either. Okay. So let's try to help. Maybe he needs to, you know, get a clown in his life.
Go ahead.
Or his wife. Okay. Michael.
He could get a clown in his wife.
Michael. Hello, Michael. Hello. Are we online too?
Yep, online.
Michael. Michael? Hello? I guess he's...
I hear him over here.
Oh, you hear him? Okay.
I got a small problem here. It's going to speakerphone for some reason.
Meow.
Ooh. That's worse than a clown horn.
Oh, we got some fetish, some feedback. I do not have a feedback fetish.
Try now.
Hello, Michael. Hi. So, Michael, speak up, darling, or we can't do this. You got to speak loud, okay?
Okay. I'm still jacking off.
Oh, you're still jacking off. Okay, this is the jack-off guy. I thought he had a problem with his wife or his life. Okay. So
that guy does not have a wife.
He's still trying to come, and he's frustrated.
Aw. Aw. Okay. So who else is on those lines? Let's just try him.
I got nobody right now.
Oh, it looked like there was people. Okay. So.
So I think what about these non-animal sex flogging devices?
Yeah, I want to hear more about these because they look really awesome.
Well, we've been talking about them, but this is a big rubber whip. This is a nice paddle here. You can
well,
that
depends on what you consider nice.
Oh,
that's nice.
I actually keep two riding crops in my car at all times.
You do?
I do.
Are you a clown mistress, Malice?
Not officially, no.
Okay, so the clowns are now using the whips.
I have been offered a job in the past, but not so much. But I do have plenty of things.
You were offered a job
as a dominatrix.
As a dominatrix.
This is a long time ago, but
now,
I mean,
do you think you could be a clown dominatrix?
Oh, that might be really.
Come on, that would be really cool.
That might be actually a really good idea. You might have just invented something.
I think so. I would just like an acknowledgement, but you do it. You are going to at least do a photo shoot as a clown dominatrix.
Oh,
and then see if it, you know, it's like run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it. Okay, so
whoa,
the green-haired clown is whacking.
He's getting jiggy with
Cooter
it.
With a rubber chicken. Okay, so
he
tonight
has really
is
bad aim.
rubber whipping night.
He's spanking her with the cock.
With the clowns.
Spanking her heart with the cock.
Gosh, we have so much going on tonight.
All right, you probably obviously know how to use this, right?
Yes, yep. I do.
Okay, I want a sample of this.
Yeah, we use a smaller one because the bigger one might not have enough room.
Okay, so...
Oh, Malice is going to get some.
We're going to have Malice give some or get some. Oh, you're going to get it from our man here, Spanky.
Ooh.
Spanky's going to give it to Malice, the expert. Okay. Here we go. Oh, he's doing a figure eight kind of whack here. Whack, whack.
You can go harder.
Go harder.
Wow.
She needs it
and
hard.
You have to picture Malice here bending over with her blue hair covered in sparkles.
Absolutely.
And her big red nose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whack that.
Soon to be red ass.
Oh, yeah. Whacker. Uh-huh. She's smiling. She doesn't... She needs something heavier, yeah. Because she was smiling through the whole thing. I didn't hear any gasps of pain.
Get the paddle.
Well, go ahead. You can try it.
That's a hard paddle.
Okay, we'll tell you what.
Let's go in the other room. I'm taking him in the
other room. No, not in the other room. No. Stay here. We have to see that. Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah!
I like those ruffled panties. Yeah, whacker.
I'm liking it from here, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the prime
whacker
position.
Good.
Underneath the multicolored tutu.
You're protecting her a little bit, though.
Oh, yeah. Whack that clown.
You might have to pull those ruffled
down. Yeah.
You might have to pull those ruffled panties down a little bit and so she can take it like a clown.
I think we have to have one of her fellow clowns do that. Okay, stop for a moment. And pull the panties a little down.
Wait, what am I wearing underneath? Okay,
Wait.
Is that okay?
There she goes. Okay. Pulling him down. Malice ass. Oh, yeah. Now, malice ass. Yeah. Mal ass. Whoa! Oh, yeah, that's nice.
That's the same ass we ate birthday cake off.
Yeah.
Do you recognize that sweet ass?
I do, actually, but it was naked. It was a naked ass.
That ass fits perfectly in the back window of a car.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, whack that ass. Well.
Oh, it's getting nice and pink.
We have a caller on line 2 named Rick.
Two to one is still the whacking off guy.
I was going to say, is this Mr. Wanker?
One of my best friends from Florida.
Oh, this is your, okay, she's vouching. Sister Felicia is vouching for this guy. So can he handle that clowns are going to help him? Okay, so we need our engineer.
I'm right here.
Okay, we have line 2. How's it feeling, Malice? Oh, it's fine. Oh, she's cool. I think she needs the heavy paddle.
Yeah, okay. I want to give her the paddle.
Okay. Let's take line 2.
He's on.
Rick. Right. Rick is on line 2.
I'm not big into the paddle.
Hello.
Thing, hi. Okay. Quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. Rick, you're on Radio Susie 1.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm surrounded by wacky clowns.
I'm loving the clowns. I'm actually loving the clowns.
Thank you. Good.
Clap a little harder.
Yay. Let's hear it for the porn clowns.
Yay.
And Fluffy...
Bunny Whips.
Fluffy Bunny Whips. Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
All right. My problem is I don't seem to be able to stay faithful to any woman that I love.
Aww. Well, maybe you'd need to go out with a bunch of clowns at night instead of just the boys.
That would probably help liven things up a little.
Yeah, that would help liven things up.
You
have to turn down your speakers, my engineer tells me. Turn down your speakers.
Okay.
So, how old are you, Rick?
25.
25. You know, for most 25-year-olds, not to mention 35-year-olds, but certainly 25-year-olds, monogamy is not natural. Not natural. So, you are not alone in the difficulty with staying faithful and monogamous, but sometimes it's something you want to try to do, and there are ways to do it, you know, but it goes against your nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't you become a swinger with the woman you love? Why don't you just, you know, kind of do it together? Go out there and hunt for other people together.
I've tried to propose that to her, but she seems to get jealous if I just look at a woman.
Well, but you have to make it that it's all about her. It's not about you. I don't know if you can handle that.
I've tried, but I don't know.
I don't know if you've really tried. You're only 25. How much could you have tried?
You would be surprised.
Have you tried clown?
Yeah. Have you tried going out with a clown troupe?
That would actually
or going out in clown with his wife.
Yeah, going out as a clown with your wife. Dress up as a clown. Then it might be like your wife is, you know, it's like she's a different person. She's not your regular wife. Dressing up and role-playing. You'd have to borrow Cooter's pink pussy? Oh, because you want to, yeah. How about just your pink pigtails?
I'll borrow that too, actually.
Rick, I'm also...
Her hair on my girlfriend.
Oh, this hair? You can buy it online. Just Google foam wigs. But, you know, Rick, there's hope for you. I'm also 25 and have the exact kind of relationship that Dr. Susie is talking about. That Dr. Susie's talking about. So it does totally exist. It does. It's out there. But you have to find what makes your girl want to do it and make it all about that.
Yeah,
like
it's got to be about her because, you know, women rule.
Oh, yeah. We learned that in the class.
So, you know, what does she want? Does she want to... What else? Do you think you're her everything? Are you her everything?
I try to be.
Right, but are you? She's obviously... Well, she's not... She's obviously not your everything. That's why you like to be with other women, right?
Sexually, I like to be with other women.
Well, right. So, doesn't she have other needs, sexually or otherwise? But... Let's just start with sex. Does she have other needs besides the ones you can fulfill?
Yeah, she's bisexual.
Well, there you go.
What?
bisexual. Lucky you. Mm-hmm. So why don't you just, you know, kind of go girl hunting together?
So if his wife is bisexual, where's what's stopping him from going girl hunting?
Yeah, what's the problem? You don't know what?
What did he say?
I said, well, he said, we all said, if she's bisexual and you like girls, why not go girl hunting together? Why not share a nice girl together?
I've shared a girl before, but it seems that I like to fuck strangers.
You like to do it without her.
That's not good.
Well, okay.
Now that becomes a little more complicated.
But then you don't love her in that way that we think of love. I mean, there's different kinds of love. But let's put it this way. Someday you might meet a woman that you really want to share everything with. Including, well, not everything, but, you know, sharing sex and maybe sharing another woman. But obviously you want to kind of cheat on your girlfriend. That's what you want to do. And yeah. What are we going to do about that? Because part of it is you want to do something on the side. It's not just that you have a high sex drive and you want other women, because we can arrange all that.
And you could have threesomes. Like, yeah. You're cheating instead of having threesomes.
You're cheating, though. You want to cheat.
Relationship means trust.
It's a whole other thing. You want to cheat.
A relationship means threesomes.
Trust can or entail threesomes.
Three girls and one guy, that's good.
Well, you know, that's the American style relationship. I mean, what the French do and other Europeans, they have their little side mistresses and relationships, and they kind of all understand that that's what they do, but they don't do it together. So maybe you need to move to France.
Yes, because he's conflicted here.
Uh-huh.
I don't really like French people too much, though. What am I gonna
Well, say? Or Holland. You're so picky.
I'm sorry. I had to say it.
Uh-huh. You like what you like, and that's all.
I love French people in France. I don't.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
Well, you know, actually, there's a whole town where everybody's nude in France. Okay? Mm. And so you ought to go there. It's really nice. The French people are really nice. They don't hassle your head, you know?
Okay. Do we have to go? Cool. We kind of have to go.
Yeah. We. Oh,
we're
yeah.
We're gonna
we
have
do.
To go, darling.
Oh my God.
We're gonna take an extra 5 minutes, but we're yeah. gonna have to go.
Okay.
So, Rick, my advice is try swinging with her. If you can't do that, then she isn't the love of your life, or maybe you're just a cheating kind of guy. And then you know how are you? You know that's how you are. So we'll talk next week. Okay, darling. Call me back. Okay, all right.
All right. Meantime, wow, this show just...
Try a fleshlight. Okay, so... or one of those real touch, you know.
There you go.
There you go. So that's from Erotic LA where, you know, we met our friends, the... Fluffy Bunny whips people. Spanky and Boss
where,
Lady. Boss Lady,
website?
Thank you so much. FluffyBunnyWhips.com, right?
.net.
.net, excuse me. FluffyBunnyWhips.net. Okay, and I also want to thank the Porn Clown.
Woo! Woo! We love you, Dr.
And stick around. We're going to go to the bar and have some fun.
Let's go to the bar.
Thank you, Dr. Susie. We love you and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm
happy
just.
Happy birthday!
It's a coincidence that you're here, but it's so appropriate to have clowns for my birthday.
And a spanking.
So I also want to thank Milena, who's out there at the bar, I guess.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I want to thank Sea Mountain Resort, even though we didn't get free passes there, we paid our way. But you know, it was a cool place, nudist place, great place. You got to clean your ashtrays, okay, guys. But other than that, it was we had a great time, lots of sex, big orgasms, and healing water on my nude body. What could be better? Surrounded by Buddhas and Avalokiteshvara, etc. And nature and wind. I could do with a little less wind next time if you could arrange that, please. But other than that, it was a great time. Thank you so much, all my guests, all my callers, all my listeners. I want you to be good, be happy, clown away. Try not to hurt anybody, including yourself.
Anyone else.
But
you can talk
make
to us.
Like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
For the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.